Hello everyone, my name is Adam Oakley. I'm an author from the UK, and tonight's bedtime story is chapter 7 from book 1 of A Tale of Two Ninja Kids, a martial arts adventure story. If you'd like to begin with chapter 1 of this book, go to episode 16 of this podcast. A Tale of Two Ninja Kids is a book series of mine, strongly inspired by the power of the mind, inner peace, and the value of martial arts. Currently 6 books are available in the series, and the first 3 books are also available as audiobooks, with the 4th coming soon. In chapter 6 last week, we saw Mia Sacco decide to infiltrate the residence of Jacobson Muldridge after he asks Mia Sacco and Martin's mother to go to his house for dinner. Mia Sacco doesn't trust this man, and he wants to see what he has planned for them. I hope you enjoy chapter 7.
Chapter 7. Infiltration. Whilst Mia Sacco was running around through the forest scanning the perimeter of the Muldridge residence, he noticed a flaw in the property's defences. High up above him, at the top of the fence, one of the defensive spikes was broken. He looked up and pondered, and wondered what he might do next. "I need a rope," he thought, looking around the forest floor. As he looked around, he heard something. A car. The engine was getting louder as it was being driven up the lane towards the house. Mia Sacco ran towards the sound as quickly and as silently as he could, dodging trees and jumping over fallen branches and logs, and he saw the Rolls Royce of Jacobson Muldridge approaching the main gate. Mia Sacco got closer and approached as closely as he could without being seen, as he saw the main gate slowly begin to open. Mia Sacco crouched down onto all fours like an ape, and in the darkness he managed to sneak in behind the car, and as the car drove forward, in through the gates and past the security office, Mia Sacco ran in behind it and darted off to the side behind the small building. Inside sat a security guard, going back to lazily read his newspaper, after standing to attention, alert and saluting at the shiny car that was being driven in through the gates. Mia Sacco thought for a moment of dealing with the security officer, but he did not want to hurt anyone unnecessarily. He made sure he was absolutely silent, moved away from the small building, and he began running across the floodlit grass towards the house. His heart was racing as he knew he might be seen, but he had to count on no one looking at the surveillance cameras at that moment. He reached some bushes closer to the house, and he could see through the gaps. Jacobson Muldridge was getting out of the car. It was 3 a.m, and Jacobson was known in town for being nocturnal, doing all of his business during the night. And as the driver and his staff at the door of the house were looking away, paying attention to Jacobson, Mia Sacco darted through the bushes, up to the house, and managed to squeeze in through a small open window. He was in a grand room. There was a large shiny piano in there, and in the middle, an even larger dining table. Mia Sacco stepped behind the huge curtains that were drawn to the side of the window he was standing at, and he collected his feelings. He wasn't out of breath, but he was intensely alert. He could sense people moving through the house, 3 people's footsteps, and soon he could hear Jacobson speaking.
"Go and wake up Pablo, would you?" he said. "I fancy listening to some music while I eat. When will the food be ready?"
Just 5 minutes, sir, just 5 minutes," said the grovelling voice of a low, stooped and withered butler named Ellison.
"Well, hurry up, I'm hungry," Jacobson said. "Where is my boy?"
"Asleep, sir. He's still very tired after his operation."
Jacobson entered the grand room that Mia Sacco was standing in the corner of.
"I can't wait until I get my hands on that little Japanese boy that did that to him," Jacobson said. "Can you imagine that? Kicking my son so hard that he required surgery to fix his stomach? He could have died."
He sat down at the head of the large dining table. A maid put a napkin in his lap. Jacobson continued speaking.
"They confirmed that they would be coming tomorrow. The mother seemed more keen than the child, but I'm sure they will come. I gave them the promise that Arthur wouldn't touch that wimp of a boy, Martin, and that's what sealed it for her. You should have seen her face light up at the prospect of Arthur no longer giving the boy any hassle. I can't wait to bring them both here. They will pay for what they've done to my boy."
At that moment, Arthur appeared at the door. He was being wheeled on a bed by an exhausted-looking maid, and he was eating a giant chocolate bar.
Dad, I stayed up to wait for you. I demanded I come downstairs to see you. Mate,
Maid, get me a drink.
You should be sleeping, Jacobson said, sitting down at the table.
What did they say? Are they coming?
Arthur said, taking another huge bite from his chocolate bar.
Yes, my boy, yes, they are.
At the end of chapter 7, we have the Japanese symbol for ninja, and the quote beneath says, "The ninja flows with whatever happens, and so is carried by the moment."
And that's the end of chapter 7. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to read or listen to this book or more books in the series, just click the link in the description to find them on Amazon, Audible, or adamoakleybooks.com. Now, if it's time for you to go to bed, then have a wonderful sleep, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another bedtime story. Good night.